And Luke Jackson, come tell us about your Savior.
Hello, my name is Luke Jackson. The path that God led me to himself on was one of a lot of selfishness, rebellion, and fear, and a lot of his grace. I grew up in a Christian home, and I have gone to church my whole life. I heard the gospel countless times in the 18 years that I've been going. We were always reading the Bible in our house. I understood the facts about the gospel, that God, who is the creator of everything, sent his son, Jesus, down to earth so that he could live a sinless life, die on a cross, and resurrect from the dead to pay for the sins of us who were sinners and who did not deserve to be saved. But I was not willing to give up my sin and fully believe and submit to the truth of the gospel. Growing up with no submission to God in my life led me to lead a very sinful life with no repentance and with no submission to God in my life. I lived a very sinful life, and I struggled with a lot of insecurities about myself. So I began to use my achievements in college as sort of a way to build up my pride. The break after every semester of school would especially be a struggle because I believed my achievements in school was something that could protect my pride. And I knew that school wouldn't last forever. I lived in this way up until last summer in 2017. And actually, after the end of the summer classes, I began to think about how my schooling would eventually end and how I wouldn't know how to go on. God used this opportunity to reveal how I could have a new life in him, and rather than trusting in things that were both unfulfilling and unreliable, I could trust in his unchanging grace. I devoted my life to him, repenting of the ungodly ways that I had been living, and submitting my will for my life up to him. Although I had heard it so many times before, I believed that Jesus died for my sin and that I could live according to his divine will. Since then, it has been a constant battle between my sinfulness and submission to God. He has taught me more and more about what he has already done for me. And although I fail many times to obey him, God brings me back and is always bringing me closer and closer to him. Matthew 28:19 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So I'm here to be baptized today because God has commanded us to baptize and as his disciples to be baptized. And even though I've been baptized before, it wasn't as a born-again believer. I'm here out of conviction and obedience to God.
Luke, based upon your repentance of your sins and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, it's my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.